Everybody's talking about stress, and particularly I'm talking about stress right now. Don't mind me, I have a cold, so if I start coughing, that's probably why. So, today we're going to talk about stress, and I know I haven't been on for a while. We've had a lot of stuff going on, hence the conversation about stress has come up quite a bit lately. And what I really want to focus on is stress is a reaction. Stress is a reaction to an event, a situation, a person. Stress is an emotional, physical, mental, and energetic response that you've created based on your beliefs, right? Because following my podcast, we're always talking about these beliefs. Well, today, I want to talk to you about stress and how you can alleviate that stress, right? Because stress is very, very damaging. You think about the worst possible argument that you've had with a friend or a family member or a loved one, and you've had this horrible argument, and in that argument, you've got this overwhelming feeling and this overwhelming pressure on your chest from having this argument, right? And all this negative energy. Well, what happens to that energy? Same thing with stress, right? What happens to the energy that you have when you're stressed out? When you're stressed out, you're not thinking about ways to become not stressed out. You might be thinking about, okay, if you're financially stressed out, you're thinking, hey, you know, if I won the lottery, if I just made an extra couple dollars, if I got a couple clients, or, you know, you're thinking about all these different ways to get out of that stress or what's going to cure that stress, but you're not actually thinking about the right now possibilities. You're not thinking about the things that you can do momentarily right now to help yourself get out of that stress. And that causes a lot more issues, right? That causes a lot more issues. My dog is whining in the background too. You have to be able to get yourself out of that emotional, physical, mental overwhelm that's created when you're stressed out, right? I'm going to give you an example of mine right now. So in the last 2 months, we have moved. I have moved across country. My husband is not living with us at the moment because we are in the process of selling a home. During that time, we decided that he would come and bring majority of our stuff and animals, as you can hear, dog. And then he left again. He was here for 9 days. We had an amazing 9 days. Unfortunately, everybody got sick during that 9 days. And then he had to make the drive halfway across the country to go back to our old home. Now that's not ideal. That causes stress. He doesn't want to be there. We don't want him to be there. The children are having issues being separated from their dad. There's new school, new home, all of the stress of everything that's going on. My husband's stressed because, you know, I'm here with the children and the animals and he's back there working and just all of this overwhelming stress, right? Is this how I pictured my life to be working out? Absolutely not. Is this how we pictured what would happen when we started to sell the house? Absolutely not. So all of the situations that we're finding ourselves in are creating more stress, right? But of course, I am a life coach. I'm a spiritual teacher. I talk about stress all the time, and I talk about how, you know, you can alleviate the stress that you're feeling and how you can help yourself to really get out of the stress. So I created this PDF all about stress because stress is a silent killer. And stress, when you're feeling stressed and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling like, you know, changes are happening, but they're not happening fast enough, or you're going to be happy when X, Y, or Z comes about, you have to change it now. It's not waiting for that miraculous moment when everything's going to fall into place. You have to start being happy now, and then that miraculous moment's going to happen. Then you're going to see, oh, this, I can do this, and this is going to help me until, you know, that dream comes true. Absolutely. Start looking for different opportunities, different options, and everything else. So the first thing you do when you're feeling stressed is ask yourself, is it me? Like, what is going on that's creating your stress, right? Are you dealing with toxic people? Are you experiencing negativity? Are you allowing your own emotions to control your reactions, right? Because stress is a reaction. It is a physical, mental, and emotional reaction to a certain situation. So what does it cost? So obviously, if you're holding on to the stress and you're feeling overwhelmed and you know, remember, go back to that fight, right? Go back to that fight that you had that was uber overwhelming and it just sat in your chest. How tired were you after that, right? Let's say you physically ran a marathon. How tired are you after that marathon? Negativity is the same thing. I'm not going to get into the hype of a marathon as like being stressed out, but think of the effects that stress has on your body, on your heart, on your lungs, on your, you know, your mind, your mentality, on in all of it. What is it doing, and what is it costing you to be more stressed, and how much stress are you really willing to take on? So next step, obviously, put your big boots on. So male, female, it doesn't matter. Hike up your britches and let's get ready. Deciding that it's time to remove the stress, right? Let's say you're overwhelmed because it's every day you've got a little bit more stress or different stress every day. And it's just the everyday life stresses are getting to you, right? And you're overwhelmed. How are you going to remove those? Right? Like, are you just going to say, oh, well, you know, this is just life. And, you know, everything absolutely happens for a reason. No denial there. But don't just sit there and go, oh, you know, this is just my life. You can change that. How you react to your life, you can change that. You can change how stressed you are. You can change everything about your life. So why aren't you? Right? Putting your big boots on and pulling up your knickers and pulling up your britches, it's you have to make that choice that enough is enough. You aren't going to be stressed anymore. You aren't going to, you know, waste all this time and all this energy and your health being stressed out to the point where you can't function anymore. You don't want to go out with friends. You don't want to go out with family. You don't want to spend time with people. You just want to be alone. You want to do your own thing. You're overwhelmed. When you see people, all you want to do is cry. You know, maybe you're looking at the magazines or watching your loved ones or friends and family who, you know, to you have this picture perfect life and they're not stressed, and guaranteed they are, but we're not going to go there. But you're looking at them and you just want to cry because everything seems to be working for them. And you're sitting there going, well, what about me? Right? What about me? Like, I'm overwhelmed all the time. What about me? This is the time when you decide, okay, I'm going to put these boots on. And I'm going to start stomping, right? Let's get you out of the quicksand. So expression, this has to be one of the biggest steps into removing your stress, is expressing yourself. I recently watched somebody, and I'm not going to lie, it was my husband. I watched my husband, and he didn't want to go back. He did not want to travel back. He wasn't looking forward to the drive. He wasn't looking forward to not being with us. And he started to get frustrated and he started to stress out and get overwhelmed emotionally. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching him and he's snapping and he's overreacting to minor little things that shouldn't matter. Instead of having, you know, happy family time, he's frustrated and he's getting angry and he's stressed. So he's stressed. He's stressed. He's overwhelmed. He's, you know, feeling all these emotions and he's not talking about it, right? It's what we have to do. It's, you know, it's fine. It'll be okay. You know, everything will work out in the end, where absolutely all of those things are true, but he's letting it stress him out, right? Like he's letting this negativity and this lifestyle that we don't want right now, he's letting that get in the way of, you know, what we do have and all the positives that have already come from us moving. So he's not expressing it, right? He's not talking about how he feels. He's just getting angry. He's bottling it all in. And then it's just becoming overwhelming. It's causing a lot more negativity and anxiety. And it's causing a lot of hurt for other people, right? So you think about how you express yourself. Are you talking? Are you journaling? Are you taking time to examine and identify exactly what it is you're feeling and how you can work through those feelings and just go through those emotions, right? And express those emotions. Because if you keep those emotions bottled up and if you don't find a way to constructively heal those emotions or release those emotions, they're just going to stay there. You think about, you know, a hot air balloon. Well, I guess not a hot air balloon. But you think about things that are trapped, right? and they stay trapped. If you don't release them, that energy just builds up and builds up and builds up and builds up. Stress does the same thing. Emotions do the same thing. You could be feeling down 1 minute, and if you don't express that, and if you don't find a way to constructively work that energy is going to stay there, right? And it's just going to keep accumulating, and that's what causes this breakdown, right? So now we have to figure out, how are you going to express yourself, right? Are you going to go throw some paint on some canvas? So let's say you're angry, you're pissed off. Are you going to go boxing? You know, go boxing, go for a run, dig in the dirt, rage and scream at the top of your lungs, throw paint on a canvas and see what happens. Like, there's so many different areas and aspects how you can express yourself. You can express yourself through art, through physical activity, through relaxation, and that's another one of the points that I'll get to. But there's so many ways that you can express yourself and allow yourself to release that energy. So the next one, of course, is friends and family. So if your stress is family or friends, then this one might not work as well. But that's where someone like me comes in, right? Somebody to sit down and listen, somebody to talk with you, to understand, to sympathize, to, you know, get those emotions out, to release that energy and just vent, right? Because you want to vent those emotions. And again, if it's family or friends, or if you don't want to talk to your family or friends about what's stressing you out because you think they're going to, you know, make fun of you, or you think that they're going to ridicule you or judge you, life coaches. Right? Life coaches, therapists, counselors, people who can sit here and say, you know, let's get this out. Let's get to the bottom of how you're feeling. Let's start the healing process. Let's start the expression. You know, if you don't know how to express yourself, or you don't know what's bringing you down, or you're, you know, lacking that clarity on how to relieve this, then life coaching, right? And I'm not just saying that to spout what I do, because I won't force anybody to work with me, but life coaching, right? Get somebody out there who's, you know, going to listen to you and going to help you, right? Have a vent session, or, you know, somebody to hold your hand while you cry, or, you know, give you a hug and say, you know, everything's going to be okay. You need people in your life to help you out. So friends, family, or life coach. Relaxation and connection. So I don't know how many times I enjoy just sitting there reading a book. You know, there's some days where I will sit there and I will play on my tablet for hours, or I'll binge watch on Netflix or Crave, or, you know, I'll sit there and I will do something that is technically mindless, right? And I will just let my mind go wherever it needs to go. Journaling is good for that. Being in nature, go to the beach, play in the garden, again, painting and art, anything that relaxes you, yoga, meditation, it can be simple swimming, whatever you can do that relaxes not only your body, but your mind, your emotions, that'll start that process of, once you get out of the emotional overwhelm of the stress that you're feeling, once you get out of those negative emotions or the situations that you're finding yourself in that are stressing you out, once you take some time out for you and you start to relax, that's when you can start to see the possibilities, right? You're not sitting there overwhelmed and negative saying, you know what, I can't get out of this. I have to win the lottery, or I can't, you know, I can't make it work with my partner because I just can't get over this X, Y, or Z. Whatever it is, once you start to remove the emotion from the situation, you're able to start seeing the possibilities and the opportunities of how to fix that problem. So stress is a killer. Stress is absolutely a killer. The more that you're stressed, the longer that you're stressed, you know, you're going to continue to feel the effects of it, the negative effects of it, the physical, emotional, mental, and even energetic effects of being stressed. Who wants to get out of bed when they're feeling stressed? Who wants to, you know, eat cake and watch TV and, you know, do things that are going to, you know, not help them move forward? The longer you stay stuck in your negative emotions, the longer you stay stuck in your negative stress and the overwhelm and all those emotions, again, those emotions that you're feeding into your body, the harder it is to get out of it. So start the process, right? Start finding ways to express yourself, to relax, to remove those emotions. Have people in your corner that are going to help you get out of the stress. And it is possible, I'm doing it, to remove 90% of your everyday stress. It is possible. And I can totally help you do it.